we be casting off now?
This is Appa, my flying bison.
Right. And this is Katara, my flying sister.
He's crazy.
You know what I love about Appa the most? His sense of humor.
Nobody react to what I'm about to tell you. I think that kid might be the Avatar.
Ugh! It tastes like onion and banana juice.
Actually, it smells delicious. I love a bowl.
Take that, you rock.
You used to be a great society before you killed our leader. Now look at us.
Look here, Sugar Queen.
Sugar Queen?
Uncle, I need 2 jasmine, 1 green, and 1 lychee.
I'm brewing as fast as I can.
I don't need any calming tea.
I'm completely calm.
I must find the Avatar to restore my honor.
It's okay. You can laugh.
It's funny. Nice speech, Azula. It was pretty and poetic, but also scary and beautiful.
Should we do something?
Hey, I'm just enjoying the show.
Hello and welcome to From the Spirit World, a legendary Avatar The Last Airbender podcast for DonWuFang.net. I'm your main host, Dylan, and today I'm joined by Jake.
Hello.
And that's it. You know, we were supposed to have AJ, Kevin, and Jason on too, but AJ and Jason didn't show, and Kevin had to leave, because right now it is 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Latest podcast start recording ever, and this is our final, at least for now, podcast. Wow. So everything you see is original, the original music from the podcast. Like right now, your Avatar rock in the background in the beginning, you heard the original intro, you're gonna hear original segment transfers, with the exception at the very end we're gonna have the Luke Sharp ending, his remix of Lost Hope, like we did on some of the little bit of later ones. So that's why the music will sound funky. I'm trying to make it sound like an old podcast. Mm-hmm. And it works with just me and Jake here. So, with today I'm gonna just go over a history of the podcast, and we'll get some people's opinions on the end of it from the mailbag. We were gonna have an impromptu, but with just me and Jake, that's not gonna work, so...
Yeah.
Maybe eventually.
No Fred.
Yeah, no Fred. That would've been awesome. Okay, so yeah. Let's move on to... Avatar News. Okay, and today's Avatar News, or I guess upcoming Avatar events, September 15th, RPG Legends of the Arena launches. Check DF for info on that. On September 16th, Season 3 box set is released. So get that on Amazon, anywhere. And the casting of Aang. They're casting it. You can check that out on thelastairbendercasting.com.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty exciting, huh?
It is.
Yes, those are their upcoming events for Avatar. It's kind of depressing.
Yep.
Okay, so with that, let's go on to DF News. Okay, Jake, what's coming up on DF?
Just stay tuned for information on the Fandom Awards. I want to get that going this fall, probably. Let's see. There will probably be a website to, for what it's worth, to get a fourth season. If you guys are interested, information will probably be up there in a couple of weeks. And yeah, that's about it.
Well, sounds good. And you know. And just check DF, DonWuFang.net for any upcoming events. We'll post it on there. But I don't know. Well, I guess this all depends on how good the RPG is. Because if we need to actually do events or not.
And if we actually get these mini episodes.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, I'm kind of doubting that. We should have information by now.
Yeah, I know.
Well, let's hope.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's move on to our discussion on the history of the podcast. Okay, now, you know, I did this in one podcast before, but it's pretty much complete now. The whole podcast history. It's been 2 years, and I started this podcast when I was 13. That's pretty amazing. It is really only a year and a half, but I like to call it two. So it's been on, it's pretty amazing, actually. So I guess with this, we have to start with my history in the fandom, which pretty much begins with a little forum that I was an admin at called Avatar The Last Airbender Group. And there, started by the amazing Healing Waterbender, HWB, who thinks first name is Jennifer. Hadn't talked to her in forever. She without her, this podcast isn't started. But that's, you could say that for a lot of people, though. Because this is the forum where me and AJ met at Atlag. And AJ came on, and I made him a mod pretty much instantly. Because he was good. And he showed me this podcast called WeefaCast. And it's not the new one. It was the old one with Gandalf and Vizzy. And they were great. And from them, we got inspired. I started thinking about it. And then AJ really planted in my head. He said, why don't we do a podcast for Atlag, which is the Avatar Last Airbender group I form. And I said, yeah, it sounds like a good idea. But it was tough. So we started. He sent me some files for segment transfers. He was able to record. And we started planning from there. So me and AJ, and then we started thinking of which sites we could host it on. And, you know, the first one that came, because if it wasn't Atlag, we started thinking that, you know, we're going to have limited storage space. We do it on a default podcast site. So let's go to one of the bigger sites. And the first one we thought of was ASN. And AJ was about to get it there. He's about to ask. But then we stumbled on DF and Jake. So that was good timing. Definitely.
Yeah.
Didn't move on that part.
Yeah.
So, but before that, we recorded a little pilot podcast, which I don't have the file for. Really wish you
did. Oh, dude.
Yeah, it was me, AJ, and a girl from Atlag Forums, Kayla. And you know, she could be listening right now. Okay, I've talked to her sister recently. She's been bugging me on AIM.
Email us if you're listening.
Yeah, no, I could AIM her. I doubt she's listening. They lost some of their fandomness. So yeah, we recorded an opening, and Avatar News, and DF News, and then we got bored, so we stopped. That was the pilot podcast, and if I can ever get that, I will. So yeah, and then I'm also an editor on Wikipedia for the Avatar article. I was a lot more. So we had this poll. We got the main one featured. Avatar The Last Airbender, that article, it was a featured article, and we were going to get on the main page. So we went to we went to DF, because I kind of was stalking Jake a little bit.
Itchy, awesome.
I was like, where is this what's this contact? So yeah, I got a little bit interested. I found DF, and me and Nico, actually, who was a later co-host.
Placebo.
Yeah, he was Placebo Effect then. Got Jake to put up a poll on the main page, which date we wanted. And so we got the date there, and it got up on February 21st, I believe. I think, yeah,
2007.
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
This is the 2-year anniversary of Avatar starting.
Yep.
That's probably my favorite day in fandom history. That was so cool that we got that up there. And yeah, so that way we found that, and then I started talking to Jake. I applied for being an admin at DF, and with me, I brought the idea of the podcast, and we pretty much rolled from there, since now we had a place to host it.
Yeah.
So the next so while me and AJ were planning the podcast, we were trying to think of some names for it, and AJ also had this other podcast called Radio Pixar. He had a podcast on Pixar Animation Studios, and so we had pretty much two names. Radio Avatar, which AJ didn't want to do because everything is called Radio Blank. And then I came up with the amazingly creative name of Avatar The Last Podcast.
It's terrible.
And that was it. He said, that one's better than Radio Avatar. So until later, that was our original name. Wow.
Jeez.
I know, right?
Wow, speechless for that.
So, luckily, when I was talking with Jake later, he randomly came up with the name from the spirit world. Yeah, how'd you do that?
Remember the online game, Escape from the Spirit World?
Oh, you took it for... Oh, really? You took it, Escape from...
I did it purposely, but it was kind of just...
Yeah,
that was in my head at the moment.
Okay. So you think you got inspiration from there?
Yeah.
Because that really just popped into your head one day.
Yeah, I know.
When we were talking.
Yeah.
It turned out, I don't think we'd be as popular as we are without a good name after our last podcast. No one would have taken us seriously. We probably just would have called it DF Podcast as default.
The DF Cast.
DF Cast, yes. That sounds so awesome.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, so we have Jake on board now, and we start the podcast. Me and AJ record the first one, which at first it was more of a news podcast. So we discussed, this was the first time that Viacom ever had Avatar vids videos removed from YouTube. So we had a huge discussion on that. And, you know, that meant this is the first time that's been coming up again and again in the 2 years since. So that was pretty cool. And, yeah, that was the first one. Then Jake was on the second one since AJ pretty much can never record, as noted today. Yeah, so I don't even remember what me and Jake discussed. And then the third and the fourth, we had Jason on. Because Jason was always on.
Before he got a life.
Yeah, no, I don't think he got a life. I think he just started taking a lot of AP classes.
Yeah. Same thing, yes.
No, it's not. That's school life, yeah. And so yeah, and in the beginning, the podcast was recorded at weekdays in the afternoon.
Back in the good old days.
Yeah, the good old days before things started sucking. Yeah, so we recorded those. And then, you know, we got four podcasts. It probably took us like 2 months to get four podcasts. And it did. And we got, there's this form in the DF, this thread in the DF forums on Fan Creations about the podcast. I don't remember who started. So Kevin started, because Kevin's always interested in a lot of the technical stuff. And he saw that there was actually a good Avatar podcast out. So he's like, I want in. So he got in. And that's pretty much how it went. And when we reformatted the whole thing, we added the impromptu, which was one of my things. And we also eventually added co-hosts Abby and Steph from Kevin, because they're pretty much Kevin.
And the wonderful Shay.
Well, Shay's a lot later. It's podcast 25, so those were Shay, Steph, and Abby were like before 10. Those are some of the originals. So five, we had had Kevin and Jason on. And think that one was the one that started the whole Avatar State Guitar thing. We discussed that a lot. And we had an impromptu or something. Five was one of my favorites. And then six, me, Jake, Jason, AJ, what I wanted to have on tonight. We were all there. We had the boys' night out impromptu.
Oh, that was the best impromptu ever.
The famous boys' night out.
Yes.
And by the way, I guess if you haven't listened to these podcasts, it's worth listening to. Go back to dongwufang.net/podcast, all the way in page 3. There's some. Just for the lulls, pretty much.
Pretty much.
Yeah, so 7, we're all on again. I don't remember what we talked about. Oh, it was the pre-shipping special, so we talked for like half an hour. And then we had 8 was our huge shipping special.
Which was my idea. I will take full credit for that.
It was surprising. So we had Steph, Sarah. Yeah, wow. And Ultimate Kuhana. What was her actual name? It was... I don't remember. I could look it up, but yeah, you guys can look it up pretty simple. Yeah, but we had them and then me... Jake, were you on this one?
No, I was not on that one.
So it was Kevin and Jason, probably. Or AJ. No, I think it was AJ. So yeah, and the shipping special was awesome. Definitely go back and listen to that one. Number 8.
That was the one where Kevin did the dating game, right?
The dating game, yeah. Kevin had interviews back in the day. Where he made interviews and clips together. Yeah, that was a great one. My favorite was probably the Toph and Sokka one, though.
Yeah.
That was earlier on. Gotta go listen to that
right.
So yeah, then that pretty much, podcast 1-8 took probably 5 months, and then we had a little bridge, 9-11, where it took 2 more months, where we didn't really talk about anything. Interesting note, podcast 11 is the only one I didn't edit. Kevin edited that one, because we needed to get it up really quick, and he had the audio file. So yeah, and then we went into probably one of the most interesting times of the podcast, I'd say, when me and Kevin had our individual segments, podcast 12 through 16. So I was on in 12 through 16 with Mel and Joe, Melanie, and Joe. Kind of interesting they joined at the same time. And we, yeah, and then Kevin had interviews with pretty good, with a few people in the fandom. And then we pretty much combined them together, and we had those podcasts. I think those are some of the best podcasts ever. Because Kevin's interviews are great. And surprisingly, Melanie and Joe make a pretty good combination.
A good like, comedic team.
Yeah, their contrast is really good.
And shut up, Joe.
And then Jody and Ruth came on later in that time, too. And they never came on again. So, no, Ruth was on for a while. Jody just kind of, I love
They might have said three words the whole time.
No, that was Matt. Jody said like five. Matt still wins the yellow title.
So, yeah.
So then we started our episode discussion. We continued because episode discussions were going on 12 through 16. And we started our scripted impromptus. Those worked out well. Oh, I kind of like those.
Scripted impromptus.
Yeah. Melanie probably. Melanie listening to this is like, it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't.
17 to 20. So, yeah, and then we finished. Those were pretty much 12 through 16 without the Kevin segments. Because Kevin had to stop eventually since he has a real life. Like,
yeah, what the heck, Kevin?
Well, he kind of was expected to. He's 27, so.
Yeah, what the heck.
So, yeah, then we had the biggest time of the podcast. Wow. It's like we pretty much went weekly in a time where there's nothing to discuss. So I called this era Where is 312? So it was 21 to 38. 21 was the first podcast Myerton was on, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we had title reveals during this. We had the previous episode discussions, which were great. Let me look something up quickly. We'll keep talking, though. Yeah, so, and we had religion and bending discussions. We went a couple parts on those. The bending was spiritual or genetic. Those were pretty interesting, actually. And we had our Avatar State Katara podcast number 33, one of our best ever. Also, interesting note, Shay joined in podcast 25, and Elisa joined in podcast 26.
Are there any podcasts that aren't the greatest podcast ever?
No, there are only like 3, or 4, or 10, or 50. But, yeah, so I'm going to find something here, by the way. Trying to remember which. There's one podcast where there's a segment I pretty much loved. And,
What was that?
It was, there's a, me and Joe were on it, and we were discussing, it was right before I had my English exam, so I was bringing up stuff like motif and theme, and we're trying to figure out all this stuff, and me and Joe kept going back and forth on stuff like, and it was, I remember it just being one of the funniest segments, though. So I'm trying, it was like podcast 26 or 27, and Joe wasn't on that one. So yeah, it was podcast 26. I'd definitely go back and listen to that one, because I don't know, I just remember that being a good segment. I haven't listened to it since, though. That was a podcast Joe was actually funny in, which is rare. So yeah, then live podcast number 38. That went somewhere. Yeah, I know. We had one live podcast, that's enough.
That sunk pretty fast.
it turned out well, but we just never... That was the only time we ever recorded at 7 p.m. That was great.
Yeah.
Literally. The only time we ever recorded in the nighttime before midnight.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and then we just... That it's weird because we got to 20 podcasts in the span of about a year and a couple months. And then in like two more months, we added like 20 podcasts on. And it was during this time when there were no new episodes. So I don't even know how that worked. I'm blanking out on that time, actually.
Just came up with random topics to talk about.
Yeah. We got way too in-depth, like the religion
exactly.
discussions. Yeah, so then we finally got some new episodes, 39 to 42. And this is, by the way, after like podcast 39 on, there were just too many co-hosts to count. We added 100 people in. It was just whoever was on Skype at the time. That was pretty much it. And yeah, then we had the Avatar Week discussions, 43 to 48 included in the finale discussions, and then endings of Here, 49 to 51. 49 Kaedang, 50 Top, this end. So yeah, that's pretty much catches it up. Nice podcast. Yeah, is that all? Yeah, I guess that's all I wanted to bring up. Jake, what are some of your fondest memories of the podcast?
The beach podcast.
Wow. Yeah, that was an interesting one. Melanie was the only girl there.
Mel was the only girl. And me, you, Joe.
We found that.
Just fanboying rampant.
Yeah, podcast 15. It was, exactly. Me, Mel, and Joe. Oh, no, and Jody was on too, but she left.
Ah.
And yeah, that was the podcast Kevin and Amira and ZVK on.
I thought Kevin's interview with Avatar Mom was good. Which podcast was that in?
I think that was 14. Or not, I think so. I'm clicking as I'm doing
it. He did a really good job on that one.
Yeah, that podcast was the one. Podcast 14. That was the one we may have had higher ups listening to, because Avatar Mom has some connections, so. I think we may. I don't know. I don't really care, though. I still think Nick people are listening to this, because they're like spying on the
fandom.
They
stalk us.
Yes. Yeah, I think they're. I don't know. Jake, do you remember the original podcast 5? When we were having a character discussion.
Oh yeah, the last podcast.
Actually, I think I still have it, but I may publish that one day.
Yeah,
that was. We were just fanboying over Katara. Me and you were like, let's discuss her bros, and then Jason came in. It's like her necklace, and Jason was completely uninterested. It's like her necklace has an intricate design on it, and it changes from episode to episode.
Yeah,
that was really funny.
Yeah,
I gotta publish that one day. Podcast bloopers with that podcast in it.
Get out for that.
Yes. So, listeners wise, actually, I think we've pretty much had a constant 1,000 per podcast, I'd say, right?
Yeah.
This is known listeners, because Jake only has the stats to DF. So, really, I think we've gotten 3,000 at one point, right?
Yeah, 3,000 hits on the podcast.
Yeah, on DF alone. So, add iTunes in, and we could be up there. I mean, I don't know, I'm pretty sure that doesn't include iTunes, DF.
But I think it does.
You think it does? I don't know.
Because they have to download it from the site, but...
I think it downloads from the feed, and your thing is linked to clicks on the listen now, but who knows?
Yeah.
So yeah, we could have any, I still don't know how you guys are listening. We could have any from like 1,000 to 10,000. That'd be pretty cool if we had 10,000 listeners. I kind of doubt it, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, and either way, at least...
Everybody write us.
Everybody, yeah. That's gone so well in the past when I've asked people to write. Actually, though, podcast 43, I asked you all to send in your podcast memories, and you all did. I got like 10 of them. It was great.
All 10 listeners.
Yeah, pretty much. So yeah, I think that's it for history. Anything else you want to just talk about on that?
No, I think that's it. Should have had Martin on this podcast, though.
This one. Then he would complain about the backgrounds of the podcast. He'd find a way.
Exactly.
If there were backgrounds, he'd be like, there is no picture in this, and it's not a video podcast. There's no background. There's no background quality. There's no backgrounds at all.
Exactly.
Yeah. Martin was great when we had him.
Yeah.
Oh, this is all about to end. Yeah, it's been a good run. Never thought I'd get to 50. 51 total, I like 51 as the final number. It's pretty cool.
Kind of like 61 with Avatar.
Yeah. It's kind of like 69 minus 18. That's what Matt would say if he was on. Matt's going to be listening. He's going to post in chat. I swear, he's going to post WH18 capital letters right when he hears
exactly.
And then he's going to start typing a bunch of things and hitting enter.
And he's going to hear us talking about him, making fun of him. And
pretty much, yeah. So
he's going to do dot, dot, dot.
Inside jokes here for the listeners.
Yes.
We have a Skype chat constantly with members of Dongwu Fangs. Yeah, that's where all this is from. Okay, so I guess let's move on to the mailbag. Okay, so yeah, in podcast 43, I asked you all to write in, and you did. Good job. So, here we go. Let's alternate in reading them, Jake. I'll start with Sean writes, okay, so I heard you guys wanted to hear from people who have listened to every podcast. Well, I'm one of them. Your podcasts have been amazing. It has been the best way for me to wait for Avatar to come back. I actually stumbled across your podcast by accident. Once I started listening, I got hooked on your From the Spirit World podcast. I don't have any favorite hosts in particular, but basically everyone on the podcast has been outstandingly funny. Thanks for the great job at those podcasts. So, yeah, thank you, Sean. Yeah, actually, like, three people wrote in that have heard every one. I can't believe it. People have listened to 51 podcasts. This is pretty amazing, isn't it?
Even the really, really bad audio ones?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Those are kind of fun to listen to, try to figure out what we're saying.
True.
Yeah. Okay, see you next.
Psychopath writes, I actually found Don Bufang when hearing people talk about it on the TV.com forums. I also found the podcasts. Now, I haven't listened to every podcast. I plan on doing so since it's all over, but I love them. It's relieving to hear others actually talk about the show rather than just forum posts or on chat clients. Hearing others' opinions and people's takes on and speculations is interesting, too. I regret not getting into Avatar sooner so I could take part more in the development of this show, podcast included.
Yeah, thank you, Psychopaths. I think actually I've seen him on TV.com. He's a pretty smart guy.
Yeah, he's been in the DF chat a few times.
That's good. Okay, so yeah. KitKat1327 writes, well, I was a visitor to Angufang because it's my favorite Avatar news site. It always gets new information the quickest. So from checking the site, I heard about the podcast, which I really wanted to listen to, but I didn't have an iPod, so I didn't. But then when I got enough money, I bought an iPod. I remember thinking a while after I bought one, hey, now that I have an iPod, I can get the podcast now. So I did and downloaded all of them that I could find. And this was after Day of Black Sun, so I was listening back on what you thought would happen. Zuko going after Ursa, etc. And like Josh, I was thinking, man, what a loser. I'm a Zootarian, and even though this podcast is Kat Aang and usually contains the rude stereotypes of Zootarians being crazy, I still suffer through that because I love the podcast. I'll be talking to someone in real life about something, I don't know, awesome movie or something, and I'll say it's epic with a K, or just epic, because I loved that, I picked that up from the podcast, so I don't even know the inside joke it's about. I love the podcast because they make me feel so connected with other Avatar fans. I go on forums and talk, but with the podcast instead of just reading what people say, so you actually get voices from the fandom. So I'll miss you when it's over, goodbye. Yeah, thank you, Kit Kat. I think that's pretty funny.
That was pretty epic with a K.
Yes, epic with a K. Actually, I don't think I've ever done that. Surprisingly, in real life. I don't know. Have you done that, Jake? Talking to like...
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, but I could definitely see that happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, though, inside joke. I've seen some listeners like the inside jokes because they pick up on him even though they don't know the origins. Because most of inside jokes are from DF. And some people just don't like them, though, because they don't know what it's about.
I could see Josh doing that in real life, though.
Josh?
Epic with a K.
Yeah, that would be kind of funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, thanks for the email. KitKat, next.
Taylor writes, how I found you guys was I was just looking around iTunes and searched Avatar in the iTunes store. Then I saw something for a podcast, and I subscribed to it because it was free. I think the first podcast I listened to was a Zootara discussion, and to be honest, I didn't like it at first. Then all the hype came when the New York Comic Con trailer premiered, so I thought I'd check back to see if you guys had a discussion on it, and you did. I've tuned in to every podcast since then. It's just addicting to listen to, because I don't know a single soul that loves the show as much as I do, only on the internet, but no one in person. So even though I've never met you guys in person, and most likely never will, it's just really cool to listen to the podcasts, because it's like you're saying everything that was on my mind when I watched it an episode. As for my favorite person on the show, I don't have one. I think everyone is awesome on the podcasts, just because everyone cracks me up, and it's nice to hear what everyone thinks about it. not just one person giving their opinion, but everyone giving an opinion. So yeah, I must say I am a fan of your podcasts, because like I said, I don't know anyone in person that loves this show. You guys rock, and I am sad the podcast will be ending soon. Frowny face.
Yeah, thank you, Taylor. I think that's why most people do listen to podcasts. It's like, you never hear any voices in the fandom, and no one in real life, you know, that likes as much as you do, so the podcast's a good in-between for that. Yeah. Okay, so, thanks for the backup on there. Nakila writes, first of all, I wanted to say that I really enjoy your podcast. I'm a Christian, and I was glad to see the G-rated podcast about Avatar. Thank you for doing what you guys do. On to my story. I got bored one day and went on iTunes to buy a few Avatar episodes. I found a podcast called Friendly Mushroom. They only had one podcast, but I downloaded and listened to it. Those were all Zootarians, and I took the podcast off of my iPod ASAP. They were crude and dumb, and unlike you guys, they had to be right. Everybody with a different view was wrong to them. I restated my search and found From the Spirit World. You guys were very, very good, with the music and everything. I listened to all your episodes from Podcast 21 and up. I couldn't find the others on iTunes, but I plan on listening to them as EF. Now I go to Dongbu Fang's site every day, for my Avatar news and just from fun. It's fun to connect with other Avatars. I really hope you guys never close down that site. It's awesome. My favorite co-host on your guys' podcast is Dylan, because I almost always agree with what he says, and he's funny without being gross. Joe is just plain gross. And he can be friendly with the Zootarian, yet stay a cat-hanger. Also, he seems pretty smart for a teenage guy. I'm 14, I'll be 15 on July 29th, TMI, and most teen guys I've met, most of which and my youth group, are just dumb. It's like they have no brain. But anyway, that's my DF Avatar story. Thanks again for making an awesome podcast and website. Yeah, needless to say, that's probably my favorite email ever.
Yes.
I get a lot of praise in that one.
Call yeah. Dylan, Nikila.
Yeah, I definitely know what she's talking about on the teen guys being stupid. And I don't know, that kind of, the email, the real reason I like it though is because she likes it because it's like a clean, good discussion. That's really what I intended to be when I made the podcast. I wanted to be something that didn't have the mature aspects of the fandom so everyone could listen to it. It didn't need to be like for certain people or anything, everyone. So I just restated myself twice. Okay. So Jake next.
Katie writes, unfortunately I haven't listened to every podcast. The ones from season one sound very funny from the way you make jokes about them, though. And I haven't been a fan from the beginning either. I've been an official part of the fandom since 1 year ago yesterday, whatever that was, so not very long, I guess. But I am the youngest hardcore super fan, as it was put, of Avatar that I've ever met. Joe is my favorite host, of course. No, just kidding, I like Melanie a lot, but she hasn't been back since the live podcast. I always seem to agree with everything she says. Also, I like it when Jake is on. Of course you do. I found your podcast around episode number 27 when I first switched over to iTunes. I've never been a big Dongbu Fang user in general, so I hadn't seen it there. I love your podcast because in the real world, I'm basically an obsessive, compulsive Avatar all by myself. Now, not counting cons and stuff, I've never personally met anyone as into it as me. Talking online and being in forums aren't the same as hearing you guys every few weeks.
Yeah, good email, Katie.
Yes, very good email.
Yeah. So, and I like the term she used there, obsessive compulsive Avatar. OCA.
Oh, yeah, I think we all are.
I'm OCA. I don't need to use that one.
Yeah.
So yeah, thanks for all your emails, guys. I got more than this, but I put more in the outline. I had to cut some out, so I cut some out from the email to the outline because we don't have time. And then I cut this out for here because we started recording at 3 a.m. and I want to get to bed. So, yeah, that's pretty much it for that. Wow, are we gonna close it out now?
I guess so.
Okay. for this week's and ever's podcast. I've been your main host, Dylan. Co-hosts have been Jake.
Yeah.
Just Jake. Technical directors AJ and Kevin. Musical remixes by Luke Tripp. I edit Dong Wufang's Owned by Jake. Wow. So I'm now going to do a huge that huge thanks, AJ, the co-creator of the podcast.
Yeah, good job.
AJ, I couldn't have done it without you. Jake, of course, yeah, thank you for hosting it all this time on Dong Wufang. You've been...
We
would definitely wouldn't have 50 podcasts with AJ. Nowhere to put them.
Sure. Yep.
Yeah. And,
it's been fun.
Yeah. Thanks, Kevin, for doing so much on the podcast. Getting
sorry you couldn't be here, Kevin.
Yeah, just stop doing for that. Fine. And Jason, I guess, thanks for being there in the beginning.
Never since.
Yeah. I think he was on a few. I was randomly in the middle. It's kind of weird. And thanks to all of you guys. Thanks for so much for listening to this. Even if this is your first one you've seen. You guys have what's made this possible. It's been great fun for me, and I really hope it's you guys have liked listening to it. And if you haven't, well, you probably aren't going to be listening to this now, but if you haven't, this is a podcast, I've spent over like 200 hours of this on my life on this, and I don't know, it's kind of weird that it's all coming to a close now.
Yeah.
So, I'd keep this podcast. This isn't an official end to the podcast. We could always come back, and we may. So I'd keep your feed on iTunes if you have it. Keep it up. Because so it'll download when you see it, and check back at Dong Wufang if you don't have a feed to look for it. This is definitely it for 2 months at least. I'm taking a break. So. Check back a little later. We may have another one, maybe not. We missed this last impromptu. I want to do one eventually. So chances are that one day I'll find a... I don't want to record at 12 a.m. again, though. I think we're done with this.
Yes, thank you.
So one day I'll find an opening, and we'll do it. I don't know. So I guess that's it. Guys, stick with Avatar. It's not completely over yet, and don't doubt the movie. It's gonna be amazing. You have to say that or else.
Yeah.
I guess that's it really. Podcast at dongwufang.net for the last time. You can still send me emails. I'll still read every single one of them, even though they're not.
Maybe update the mailbag page.
Yeah, I could do that. Yeah, that doesn't take being up at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
That's just the latest we've ever recorded. 3:50.
Yeah.
And we're normally only 40 minutes into the podcast, too. Less than that.
Wow.
Yeah, so this is probably one of our shortest podcasts ever. So thank you, guys. Thank you so much. Thanks to everyone who's helped with this podcast over the years. Literally. So I guess, Jake, let's end it on unison goodbye.
All right.
Just us two, though, so. So, 3, 2, 1... Goodbye.
Goodbye.